page 23, Call to the Mercy Seat. We call Salvationists worldwide to recognise the wide understanding of the mercy seat that God has given to the army, to rejoice that Christ uses this means of grace to confirm his presence, and to ensure that its spiritual benefits are fully explored in every corps and army centre. We affirm that the mercy seat in our meetings symbolises God's unremitting call to his people to meet with him. It's not only a place for repentance and forgiveness, but also a place for communion and commitment. Here we may experience a deep awareness of God's abundant grace and claim his boundless salvation. The mercy seat may be used by anyone at any time, and particularly in army meetings, when in response to the proclaimed word, all are invited to share loving and humble communion with the Lord. A former Salvation Army officer, now a minister in another denomination, was asked what he missed most about the Salvation Army. His reply was immediate and heartfelt. "What I miss most is the privilege of inviting people to the mercy seat at the end of the sermon." He had been used to concluding his preaching with a direct invitation for the congregation to make a public response. The call to the mercy seat was not part of his new church's tradition. Put in its biblical perspective, the mercy seat was a solid gold cover for the Ark of the Covenant, which moved with the Israelites each time they changed location on their journeys, Exodus 25. It symbolized the presence of God among them, verse 8. The mercy seat was on top of the ark, and in the ark were placed the Ten Commandments. "There I will meet with you, and I will speak with you from above the mercy seat," verse 22, said the Lord. The mercy seat was seen as a meeting place between God and his people. The Salvation Army mercy seat is also a place where people meet God and talk with him. Placed in its historical context within the church, the origins of the modern mercy seat can be found in the mourner's bench, which was used in early 19th century revival meetings in the USA. Its use in one of William P. Chandler's meetings was explained in the following way. It was a great advantage because with the seekers scattered all through the congregation, it was difficult to give them suitable attention. By bringing them together, they were accessible to those who desired to instruct and encourage them. By the time Charles Finney campaigned in England in 1849, the mourner's bench was being referred to as the anxious seat. The first issue of the War Cry, 1879, used the word penitent form. The general was again in charge at the Livingston Hall, and they had a very excellent meeting. After both services, the usual prayer meeting was held. About 20 persons came forward to the penitent form. There is little doubt that the penitent form was intended for use by penitents seeking salvation. It was not merely a place of prayer. Writing to his son Bramwell in 1876, William Booth said, "In dealing with the anxious, let no one be urged to go forward to the penitent form who is not deeply convinced of sin and thoroughly earnest for salvation. The more thoroughly persons are awakened and broken down before God, the more readily they will exercise faith in Christ and enter into rest, and the more stable they will become afterwards." The terms mercy seat and penitent form seem to have been interchangeable since the army's earliest days. The founder was among those who used both terms, irrespective of reasons for its use. In The Founder Speaks, we find him saying, "In a remarkable meeting I held in one of the large cities of Japan, during my visit to that country, a dear woman came to the mercy seat. She found forgiveness for herself and went straight from the registration room to the place where she'd been sitting, brought her two children to the penitent form, and kneeling between them, pointed them to the Saviour whom she had just found." Through the years, the mercy seat has found a wider use. It is still a place where the sinner finds pardon. It's also used for many spiritually enriching purposes. Orders and Regulations for Officers states, "The penitent form or mercy seat, and where used in holiness meetings the holiness table, occupies an important place in Salvation Army activities." No virtue attaches to either of these as such, but they provide a place for confession and or for repentance or for consecration, as well as for spiritual guidance to be given to any seeker. All who come to the penitent form or mercy seat are described as seekers. Those who come forward for salvation are known as penitents. and backsliders seeking restoration can be described in the same way. A penitent who rises from his knees believing that his sins are forgiven is known as a convert. Anyone who leaves the mercy seat without such assurance can still be described as a seeker. A holiness seeker is one who desires to enter into the experience of salvation. We see then that the mercy seat is a place for confession, repentance, consecration, and spiritual guidance. When the International Spiritual Life Commission calls for salvationists to recognize the wide understanding of the mercy seat that God has given to the army, it is emphasizing that it is not only a place for repentance and forgiveness, but also a place for communion and commitment. Here, it continues, we may experience a deep awareness of God's abundant grace and claim his boundless salvation. The mercy seat may be used by anyone at any time, and particularly in army meetings, when in response to the proclaimed word, all are invited to share loving and humble communion with the Lord. In a sense, there can be as many reasons for using the mercy seat as there are human needs. This is why the Commission speaks of ensuring that its spiritual benefits are fully explored in every corps and army centre.